In this part of the SISU pre-orientation videos, I will tell you about study planning and timelining your studies. SISU system is heavily based on planning. Study planning is at the core of the SISU functions. Study planning and course enrollment consist of 5 stages. Creating a study plan, creating a timeline, selecting completion methods, selecting teachings, and finally selecting the study groups and enrolling. Your study plan will be one of the main tools during your studies here. At the start of your studies, you do not have to fully complete the study plan. You can and you should update your study plan during your studies as your own plans and interests change and become clearer. The study plan will also serve as the basis for your degree application when the time comes. When you create the study plan, you will basically plan what studies you will study as part of your degree. The basis for the study plan is the structure of the degree program, and you will select study modules and courses to the plan based on the rules set for the degree program. Whereas in the study plan, you plan what you will study during your whole degree, the timeline function allows you to plan your studies on the year, semester, and period levels. Timelining your studies will help you see how much studies you would have during each academic year and each semester or each period. And this will help you even out your study load during your time of study. The timeline also helps you plan out when would be good times to study, for example, electives or maybe do a trainership or something like that. Using the timeline is completely optional, but it is a useful tool, especially for degree students. You will get further guidance on study planning and timetabling during orientation and the first weeks of your study, so you don't have to know yet how to do the planning by yourself based on this short introduction. You can find more detailed instructions in the new student's handbook behind that link or QR code. Thank you for watching this part, and in part 3 I will tell you about course enrollment.